Nathan Zagura here with the Browns Huddle for Thursday as the team gets set to take on the New York Jets this Sunday at First Energy Stadium. It looks like it will be Josh McCown at the quarterback position. Cody Kessler remains in the concussion protocol. And at today's press conference, head coach Hugh Jackson said all signs point to Josh McCown starting against the Jets. We know McCown played very well against the Ravens, leading the team to a 20-0 lead in that game, and will hope to recapture that magic against the Jets Jets. On Sunday. Also looks good for both Terrell Pryor and Joe Hayden. They went through practice today, both on target to play against the Jets. So the Browns getting healthy at a key time. They will not, however, have Corey Coleman. He's running around, running routes, but not really catching passes yet. Coleman saying, once I do start catching passes, I will be playing. The team is hopeful that will be next week against the Dallas Cowboys. Again, all signs pointing to Josh McCown starting. That's the big news in Berea on the Browns Huddle. For the latest, keep it tuned to cleanbrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.
Here we go, Brownies! Here we go!
And see a lot of you guys out there today. A little cold for you guys? Weather has changed, that's for sure. Getting a little chilly, but it was good. Huh? Oh, yeah, as long as we can. Yeah, as long as the fields hold up, we'll go outside. You know, the game's played outside for the most part. So, yeah, we'll be out there. All right, well, you have...
Are you ready to name Josh the starter?
All signs are pointing in that direction, you know. Had another good practice today and worked hard. And you know, so I think we're really trending that way right now.
Pryor and Joe Hayden.
Terrell practice was good. Joe was out there practicing on a limited basis, you know, but he practiced, did well, you know. So I think, you know, it's a good chance for both those guys. But, you know, again, we'll keep those guys. We'll kind of go a little bit more through the week, but they did practice today.
What have you seen out of him, and I guess how impressed have you been with his play, having to switch, you know, from half to half even?
Well, he's a pro, you know, and that's a good thing to have, especially this year, you know, with all the injuries and things we've dealt with, you know, and he's, you know, in games, you know, it's take the glove off, you got to go snap, and he doesn't blink, you know, and I think this team, his teammates are very important to him, and I think he's done a good job, you know, because we've asked a lot of him, and he's responded to that challenge all the time.
Week about Marty Schottenheimer. Could you talk about what you your influence you received from him?
Oh, Marty's my guy. Marty brought me into this league. So I was at USC coaching with his son, Brian. I was a coordinator at USC. Brian was one of the coaches on our staff. And when Marty got the head coaching job at the Redskins, you know, he gave me my first opportunity to come in the National Football League and coach his running backs. So my time with him, I watched one of the most passionate football coaches I'd ever been around. You know, I know everybody has the stories about Marty just being crying, you know, and that's him, you know, because he's so passionate and about what he does and how he does it. But he taught me a ton about the running game being tough, you know, just what it meant to be a part of a team, you know, because it was his way and that's how he did things. And I think all the players respected him because he was a winner. You know, he believed in doing things right. And so a lot of that has rubbed off on me.
Brian joined him that year?
Yes, me and Brian both were on the staff.
So did Brian turn him on to you, or did Marty know you?
No, I think Marty came to our games. You know, he came to a lot of the USC games at the time. He, you know, he was out of football. So he was at our games quite a bit. And hopefully I made an impression on him. And maybe Brian did have a little bit of say in that. But I mean, I hope it was because he thought I had a future in football.
What position did Brian coach?
Brian coached the quarterbacks, the running back coach. And that's what I wanted to do. Yes. Well, oh, no, I was a coordinator at USC at that time. I think for me, Brian at that time coached the tight ends. No, I think he might have had another one prior to that, but it was a good time.
From the standpoint of the 86 games being recognized this week, question about Kosar, just in terms of you being a quarterback's guy and your memories of Kosar as a quarterback.
Guy can sling it, man. He can throw the ball around the park. you know, and make plays. And obviously those are some good teams that you're talking about. So, you know, Bernie obviously is a household name here, and I have a lot of respect for him. I enjoy seeing him all the time when I get an opportunity to. He's always very pleasant, very good to talk to. We've had him out to practice, you know, during the spring. I think our players enjoyed that. You know, we just want some of that magic that he had to rub off on us, you know, because he did it and did it really well.
Why did you guys bring in Vitaly and then cut Malcolm? What was the kind of thinking? What does he do different, I guess, in the fullback?
Well, I mean, again, as you guys know, we're always trying to improve. And if we see an opportunity to get better, you know, we're going to do it. You know, and I thought Malcolm's done some good things, but, you know, Dan offers a little different skill set, so we're going to try to use that as we move forward and give him a chance and see if he can get that done.
Are you ready to rule Cody out of this game? No,
I'm not. Not yet. You know, I think he has we have one more day to kind of see where it is. I think we'll know more tomorrow, but it's looking that way, but not ready to say that for sure.
Callahan is another guy who's not the typical size quarterback, a little shorter than, you know, whatever, the prototype. You obviously don't have a problem with size at that position. Why not?
Well, I think what was important is at the time we didn't know what was going to happen this week. So I don't care how tall, short, whatever it was, you know, that was out there. We needed to make sure that if something didn't go our way that we have, you know, people on the roster. So, you know, you go through and you find what's out there that can best help you in this particular point in time. And he was there.
Let's go on a larger scale then. Kessler, RG3, they're not typical size. So does that same question, your thoughts on the physical aspects of the quarterback?
Well, I think... you know, I've worked with so many different types, tall types, short types, big, small, whatever you want to call it. I just like quarterbacks, period. You know, we're going to find, as we keep going through this process, you know, what's right and best for us. You know, and I think we've had some guys that have played and it hadn't really been about their size or any of that. It's can you play the position? And I think that's kind of been proven out over time throughout the National Football League. Do you want a big guy who has all the characteristics that you look for? Yes, you love to have that. But sometimes it doesn't sort out that way.
Drango, he's limited with the knee. Are you going to have another change on the offensive line?
I never know. You know, he practiced today, so he did some things, and we'll see where he is after practice today. But it was good to have him back out there. Obviously, he didn't practice yesterday, so it was his first day back. So we'll see how it all shakes out here. I'm sorry? Good. He did some good things. I mean, there's, like I said the other day, there's some things he needs to improve, you know, but it was good to see him play as many snaps as he did, you know, and he got injured a little earlier in the game and went over to the sideline, and, you know, they told him you're okay from a, you know, a structural standpoint. He went right back in. You know, he didn't want out. So I thought that was really a good sign. He wanted to be out there with those guys battling. And I thought he battled hard and battled well.
And there are all kinds of problems teams obviously can have with quarterbacks, and you've been through a few yourself over the years with Fitzpatrick, mm-hmm. Jets and all that. But the general question is, when there's not quarterback stability, how does that throw an organization off?
When there's not stability? No, it's tough, you know, because I think the team wants to know who the leader is. You know, we can say what we want, but the quarterback is normally the leader of the organization and team. You know, he's the face of the franchise. So when there's not that, you know, sometimes things are in a little disarray. But, you know, again, you know, the teams that have that, they have more stability, and their teams normally play decently. Not that they play great. Every team doesn't have that quality quarterback, but you got to go keep searching until you can find one. So, again, Ryan Fitzpatrick is, you know, he's a veteran player. You know, he's played the game, and he knows how to play. So the teams that have those guys, you know, they benefit from having them. The teams that don't, they're always searching to go try to find them.
When it was early in the year when McCown last started, second game,
mm-hmm.
the prior wasn't used at all at quarterback in that game. Was that a game plan thing, or did you with a different quarterback? Do you need Pryor as that?
Well, I don't look at it like that, Tony. More so than who we're facing, you know, and what we need to do to move the ball. You know, I think our job on offense is to try to score, you know, enough points to win. And so some game plans are different than others, and you have to do what you have to do to win. So at that time, I didn't think that's what we needed, you know, and you know, things have changed, you know, weekly as we've gone through this. But the most important thing we're trying to do on offense is find a way to score the ball, you know, and we'll do that by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. Well, last two guys you mentioned have played a lot of football over the last, you know, several weeks. Ricardo more than anybody of that group, and then Rashard played more last week, and Jordan starting to, you know, find his way into game plans and things. So obviously they're playing a little earlier than maybe we wish, but you know that's what they're here for. You know, so I think those guys are going to get better. They're seeing a lot as young players, you know, really early because they're thrust into playing. But, you know, sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad, you know. But at the same time, I think they're all growing, you know, at their pace, and I think they'll continue to get better.
Why did Schober have his playing time cut, and what does he need to do to get it back?
I think he's just got to keep playing. I think he did some good things on special teams. You know, again, it's about putting a group out there that we think give us the best chance. And at that time last week, you know, he just wasn't out there as much. You know, this week could be different. He might be out there quite a bit. So, you know, it's again, it's whether it's offense, defense, or special teams, we have a, you know, the goal is to try to beat the other team, defeat the other team. And sometimes you make decisions, you know, about who can do what based on what the game plan is. And that's how you play. You know, you try to play to the strengths of your team and do those things as often as you can.
You guys did put your take on the special teams unit and how they're playing. They've had a lot of critical penalties this year and some inopportune times and that, but just from your view, what are you seeing with that unit and, you know, what do you like, don't like?
Well, I think we're improving. You know, you just said it. I don't like the penalties, you know, because we have to play intelligent football. But I think Coach Tabor has done a good job. You know, a lot of the core guys that he's had in the past are not here. So I think he's developing a lot of young talent that way, you know, to give guys a chance. And sometimes that takes time. But I think our guys are getting better. I really like our specialists. You know, I like our field goal kicker. I like our punter. I think those guys are really good finds for us. I think they're doing well. I think our coverage units are continuing to get better. I think they're working hard at it every day. And, you know, again, I think if we can just continue to be consistent and get rid of the penalties, you know, we got a chance to be better, you know, as we move over these next 9 weeks.
And you have to manage, you know, Cody's sort of feelings a little bit on this concussion protocol. I'm sure he probably is starting to feel better and
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, he's that way. You know, he wants to be with his teammates and he wants to be out there. If you leave it to Cody, he'd be out there practicing throwing the ball right now. So I think our medical staff's done a good job. And I think he is starting to get it that this is something that, you know, you have to really work through. And you have, they say concussion protocol for a reason, you know. And I think he understands that. But I do think he's getting better every day. And how close he'll be, you know, up to game time, I don't know that.
There's one other question about Schottenheimer. The year you were with him, I think he was fired after 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what are you trying to tell me, Tony?
No. And that was your first year in the NFL. So
yes.
My question is, I mean, was that a welcome to the NFL moment for you as a coach?
It was. And, you know, it was really interesting that first year because he really came there and set the tempo. We had Bruce Smith. We had LeVar Arrington, a lot of good players, and we started off 0-5, you know, but then we flipped it, you know, won 8 of the next 11, you know, and that's, you know, we played Marty ball. And Marty ball was line up and run the ball and play great defense, and he had a lasting impression, in my opinion, of that organization when he left, and he went to San Diego, and obviously we watched what he did there, so he had an outstanding career as a coach. He's somebody I really admire. And I appreciate him giving me, I'm very thankful for the opportunity he gave me to come to Washington with him.
After 14-2.
It happens. Marty's Marty. You know, Marty, one thing we all know about Marty, it's Marty's way. You know, Marty don't back down from anybody. He has a belief system. He believes in what he believes. He's won a lot of games, and he knows how to do it. And he's shown that everywhere he's been. So I have great respect for that. You know, sometimes that's, I'm kind of like that myself. You know, I kind of believe in what I believe in because that's the way you were raised. And you got to do those things that you trust and have strong passion about in order to get your team where it needs to be. Well, because, again, he's had an injury too, you know, and I think until, you know, when you go practice, things happen sometimes, as you know, Mary Kay. I mean, things could change, and I've been in this now all year and been shocked. You know, we get up to a day before and hear somebody out. So, again, until I, you know for sure, and I feel, that's why I say I feel really good that it's heading that way, but I want to be for sure from after practice and talking to our medical staff exactly where everything is.
Thank you.